ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. They'll leave me alone because I want to be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into the show. This is Hump Day Wednesday, June 17, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Please be on topic to the conversation. Greatly appreciate it. Officer Rick reporting in for duty. Simple Radio is loud and clear from Genesee County. He's out working road patrol today as a police officer. Stay safe, brother. Continue listening. Let me know what you think. Got a great show lined up for you today. In the next segment, Dr. Jeff is in the house, Sioux Animal Hospital up in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. If you have any questions for Ask the Vet, text them to me right now, 231-360-5140. I apologize, my voice is a little weak this morning. Hopefully we'll get lubed up here shortly. Been on the radio, been talking, been in meetings. Had a very interesting thing happen last night. I was over in the Bel Air area talking to a potential advisor for the radio show. And Vicky got off work. We went out to dinner. And on the way home, I drove my vehicle. She drove her 2014 Jeep Grand Cherokee. She's about a mile away from the house on US 31. She called me a little panicked, saying, "Randy, the Jeep is filling up with smoke." I said, "Pull over on the shoulder of the road, get everything out of the Jeep, and get as far away as possible." She grabbed her purse, she grabbed her keys, she grabbed everything. Got out of the Jeep. I said, "Where are you?" She said, "I'm on 31, about a mile away from home." I said, "I'll be right there." So I turned around because I was in front of her, turned around, got there, and the Jeep was on fire. 911 was called. The fire department came, but by the time they got there and got the pumper truck pumping water, the entire engine compartment, the interior, was completely on fire, engulfed in huge flames. The rear of the vehicle was basically the only thing left, the back tires and the license plate. Everything else was burnt right down to the metal frame. Fire chief told me, "Randy, 2014 Jeep Grand Cherokees, the smaller size, was the first year they came out with that Laredo model. and they are known for electrical fires. If you'd like to see the picture, text me Jeep, and I'll send it to you. Vicky was okay. We blocked traffic for a little bit while the fire trucks were putting it out, but drove her home, and she was shook up, but okay. But unbelievable. You know anybody looking to buy a 2014 Jeep Grand Cherokee, tell them not to buy it. The chief said electrical fires are pretty common. It happens quite a bit in that particular model. It was the first year it came out. They've corrected it since. But electrical fires in a 2014 Jeep Grand Cherokee, he said, is very common. Text me Jeep, and I'll send you the picture. Dr. Jeff in the house, text me your questions. 231-360-5140. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
This is Perry Johnson, the Trump conservative for governor. I'm an outsider businessman, not a career politician. I spent my life bringing quality and efficiency to over 60,000 companies. In fact, they call me the quality guru. My first priority as governor will be my mega audit, the Michigan Efficiency Government Audit, that will find the fraud in state government and Jocelyn Benson's election office and eliminate it. By implementing my mega audit, we will save the taxpayers millions and return it to you with my 4747 income tax elimination plan and property tax reform. My Perry Johnson 4747 plan will put $4,747 in your pocket every year. And seniors deserve a better deal on property taxes. This message paid for by Perry Johnson for governor. And I approve this message so that we can finally bring quality and efficiency to state government.
This July 4th, celebrate America's 250th birthday at the biggest party in mid-Michigan at Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell. Featuring Mark Farner's American Band, the Dave Mead Band, and more special guests. Sing along to classic hits, enjoy a spectacular fireworks finale, and camp on-site for the full weekend. Tickets start at just $15. Kids 12 and under are free. Don't miss it. Get your tickets now at libertymountainusa.com and click on events. Come join us and bring your friends.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experienced nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment on this Hump Day Wednesday. Ask the Vet. Dr. Jeff from Sioux Animal Hospital is in the house. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
You got to play with your new scope a little bit.
Yep, at least the little one. We did had to scope the nose of a cat.
A nose of a cat?
Yep, had chronic nasal discharge. And so we had to use a scope to go up in there and look, and you can see the there's a polyp in there, actually, is what was in there.
Whoa. So. Now, is that was something that was causing the cat breathing problems? What was going on?
Yeah, a little obstruction, but, you know, it was wound up being an older cat, and once we made the diagnosis that it's not anything, like, bad, you know, the owner's like, well, you know, he's, like, 15, 16, we're just going to kind of treat it symptomatically, not worry about, you know, going after it, so.
Sure. Wow. Well, one of the things that you're also able to do, explain the larger scope, the investment you made there. What is that capable of doing?
Well, so we basically have two different scoping systems. We have, we call it the small scope, and these are like 2 millimeter, 2.7 millimeter in diameter. And they are good for looking, obviously, in small places. We can look up noses. We can actually go up into urethras, and maybe, depending on the size of the stone, things like that, remove some stones that way. But at least you can look up in there. You get a diagnosis if there's like a mass or something like in the bladder. We can go in and get a biopsy of it without doing surgery to know, you know, how do we have to go at this, you know, things like that. The larger scope system has a scope. It's about 1.7 meters long, and this one is really good for going into guts. It's a GI scope.
So wow.
Yep, so we can go into stomachs. You can get down into some part of the intestinal tract. You go through the esophagus. You can come up from the other end as well, you know, do colonoscopies. Dogs with chronic blood in the chronic diarrhea, chronic blood in the stool, you know, things like that. Sometimes having a colonic biopsy is really helpful to get a, you know how to treat it, because the first thing, if you're going to treat a disease, what are we treating? Okay, we need to get a diagnosis, or as close to a diagnosis as we can get, and a lot of times that involves getting biopsy samples that we could then look at the cells under the microscope and kind of figure out from there, you know, where they, what we need to do.
Right.
So,
well, one of the questions I just got, sorry, I'm an American and I use the inches versus millimeters. What the heck size are these things?
They would probably be eighth of an inch-ish and probably quarter inch. So.
Okay. Gotcha. Yep. So the eighth of an inch is the one that went up the nose, and quarter of an inch goes through the stomach.
Yep. So you think about it this way. A dime is approximately 10 millimeters in diameter. So that kind of gives you a good kind of a reference if you want to try to look, you know,
a dime,
what it is. So.
10 cents is 10 millimeters.
Yeah, just about. I can tell you for sure that a quarter is 23 millimeters in diameter. So, because we use those, I use that as a reference point when I take x-rays for TPLOs, because we have to calibrate the image.
Sure.
So I have to put something of a known diameter in there so then I can tell the computer, hey, this many pixels is this many millimeters, and then it can, you know, adjust the, so my measurements are correct.
Got it. Man, is that's a good way to remember.
How many blue whales is that? You know?
right.
Oh, you speak of that, kind of go on a sidetrack. I'm going to go on a completely sidetrack here. Just watching the feed of all these Europeans that have come to the United States to watch the World Cup and realize that they've been lied to their entire lives about what we're really like. And are just loving it.
Well, especially the food.
The
one German guy, he said, I think I've died and gone to heaven. He said he got a cupcake ice cream cone. And in the bottom of the ice cream cone is a cupcake frosted with the vanilla ice cream and chocolate syrup on top. He's like, man, I love America.
yep. Yeah, and they say, you know, people, it's just what they've been told over the years, that, you know, how bad we are, and you're going to die in a gunfight, blah, blah, blah. They're finding out, that's not true. So
that's not true. Definitely.
Yeah, be proud of your country. Everybody, you know, we're a good country. We're the shining city on the hill still.
Amen. And I think they got a game. USA has a game Friday at 3 o'clock. Friday is the next game. So,
yep.
Hey, Jeff, I got another text message for you. Can the scope, you said, come in from the other side? Is colonoscopy something that we should be concerned about with dogs? Is that something that colon cancer, does that occur in dogs like it does with humans?
Can occur in dogs, does not occur at the same rate like in people. So in humans, especially once you reach 50, you get to have your night of 1,000 waterfalls and then your colonoscopy. In dogs, we don't do that. Okay. Can colon cancer occur? Yes, I've seen it. Does not occur at the same rate that it does in humans. So we don't do preventative colonoscopies. We just do what's called directed, or there's a reason, okay, something's happening, we need to get in there and look.
And let me ask you this question. Is it the same process where you would have to resection if there is some polyps or tumors or whatever? Is that the way you would operate on a dog?
Yeah. I mean, what we do is you go in, look through the endoscope, find something, take a biopsy of it, and go, it comes back as, this isn't good. Then we would have to go in surgically and look at it from the outside and go, all right, you know, and if depending on how much is there or whatnot, go ahead and resect it out. So.
Sure.
Yeah.
I got Officer Rick sends me a text message. Dr. Jeff needs to consider a practice downstate. I don't know an individual practice besides his animal hospital that does everything he does without totally raking you guys over the coals.
Yeah, we do quite a bit. Part of it, you can thank my ADD for it, because what will happen is I was actually reading up on it a little bit, a couple of papers, and I'm always into something, much to the frustration of my wife. I always have some project going on or something going on, and they say it's not that, you know, it's that your brain gets, okay, I've mastered this task. Okay, cool. Now I go master. Okay, what else can I master? What else can I figure out and stuff like that?
Sure.
So that's kind of what's led me to do the ultrasound and then do the surgery and then do the. Now we got the endoscopes, which, you know, also is needed. I think we're the only ones at the UP that have a scope, even in northern Michigan. I think you'd have to get down to Michigan State, I think, has one. And then we do have a large equine scope too. So the bigger scope system also allows us to look at up horse noses and into what they call guttural pouches and things like that. So if you have horses with chronic discharge, which happens a lot, we can go into the guttural pouches and we can go in and look around in there. And then also we have a 3-meter scope that's like 9 foot long, and this will allow me to look into horse stomachs. And you can look at, they get ulcers and things like that, and it's a good way to diagnose that.
Wow, that's amazing. And is that something that you could do on farm days with the truck, or is that something that has to be done at the hospital?
That one I kind of like to do at the hospital, because it's a lot of setup for the equipment. The equipment's not really – I mean, it's a lot smaller than it used to be. It used to be huge racks. You know, remember back in the day when we had our stereo system, it was a stereo rack, okay? The cassette was its own thing, and the receiver was its own thing, and the amplifier and the equalizer, you know, were each your own components. And now they're all – everything's in your phone, essentially. Same thing with here, but still it's not as mobile as – it's more mobile than it used to be, but it's not that mobile. So those I'd like to, if you could get them in here, you know, do them at the hospital. Plus we have it. You can come in the – we've got a garage door in back. We've got a spot in back. You bring the horses right into the building. We got some stocks. We can put them right in. So, you know, you can go ahead and work on them right there. They're comfortable. They're safe. We're safe. You know, so that's the best way of doing it.
Best way to do it. Yep. Speaking of horses, summertime is here. Yep. Anything particular people need to do?
Right now, make sure your vaccines are updated because I guess we are having a West Nile outbreak, West Nile encephalitis, carried by mosquitoes and can affect horses, can affect people too, for that matter. So make sure you're wearing your bug spray when you go outside and make sure your horses are up to date on their vaccines. It's the you should have what they call usually they'll call it like a four-way shot. It'll have E, we, tetanus, and West Nile virus. And E, it's E, triple E, it's equine, Eastern equine encephalitis. And then the we, W-E-E, is Western equine encephalitis. And then you have tetanus, because horses can get tetanus. Actually, horses love to get tetanus, lockjaw. So make sure they're up to date on their vaccines for that.
Right.
And then also, you would have the West Nile virus, WNV, will be listed on there too. And you should do rabies for your horses too. So that's what I consider our core equine vaccines.
For dogs, summer down in Heartland, Michigan, what are the symptoms of West Nile in dogs?
Well, it's an encephalitis. And so you start seeing neurological problems. And once you talk about neurological problems, it can be like literally anything at that point. You might see seizures. They could be have trouble walking. They might be more sleepy or more depressed than normal, you know, things like that. I haven't heard much of dogs getting it. I do know like people can get it. But you can't get it from the horse. Okay. People and horses, and even if dogs get it, they're what's called a dead end host. So what happens is this virus normally goes between, birds and, mice. And then when the mosquito bites one of those and then gets infected and then it goes bites a horse or a person, that's when we would get it.
That's when it gets transmitted.
Yep.
Got it. Okay, good. If there's any other questions, you got about a minute and a half here. 231-360-5140. Text them to me real quick. We'll get Jeff into it. Hours of operation for the summer, still the same pretty much as winter time?
Yep, 8 to 5, Monday through Friday.
Okay, very good. And the website, if people want to check you out, or Facebook, yep. What are those?
Websites, Sault Animal Hospital, spelled S-A-U-L-T, animalhospital.com, and Facebook page is the same thing, Sault Animal Hospital, S-A-U-L-T. So now there's Clinic in Ontario, so make sure you're looking at the Michigan one.
The Michigan one. Are you still posting videos and different things on the Facebook page?
Yep. So my wife, Marcy's handling a lot of that, posting stuff on there. And we actually hired a new young receptionist, and we're thinking about getting more involved in the like TikTok and some of the other social media things too. So maybe I'll become a streamer, whatever that is.
There you go.
That's what my kids was like, what do you want to be? I wanted these kids, we want to be streamers. I'm like, what's a streamer?
Yep. A blogger, videographer, whatever, put all together. Hey, I'm going to give out the phone number. If you guys have any other questions or you would like a second opinion, call Jeff at Sault Animal Hospital, 906-635-5910. Again, 906 up in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, 635-5910. Store it in your phone and give them a call. Jeff, thanks a lot, brother. We'll talk to you next Wednesday.
All right. Talk to you next week.
Bottom of the hour news break, hour number one. We'll be right back.
Is Michigan.